Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 this morning, our guest Sophia Minert. She is with us on Eastern Daylight Time as the Brewers are in New York City. Morning, Sophia.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Not till a night game tonight, but you had a late one last night, so thanks for being up early. Saw the picture with you and Vinny Rotino at famous Ray's Pizza.
Yeah, it's that's always a classic stop for us. It's like right by our hotel, so... there's a couple of them across the city, but we always enjoy a little late slice of pizza. It's a nice way to, you know, get into New York.
So, Sophia, I'm curious. As a fan, I'm watching the Brewer game yesterday, Sunday afternoon. The game gets over, I don't know, it was about 4 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
What's it like for you guys? I know there's some post-game stuff you have to do, but for a getaway day, you know, from the game ending to the post-game to the plane to the new city, walk me through that process, because I'm always fascinated and curious about it.
Happens pretty quick to wheels up.
It happens very quick, yes. So basically, we do our post-game show like we normally do. Meanwhile, you know, everyone's getting ready. Everything is getting packed up in the clubhouse. It really is kind of like a traveling circus. I have to give all of the credit to our travel director, Dan Larea, Joe Swanhart, who just works so hard, especially on these travel days, to get us from one place to another. So basically, we are on the buses 1 hour after the end of the game, going to the airport, and then load the plane and off to the next stop. And then we just repeat that process over and over again. So, you know, the first day in a city, the staff is over there very early. They've got to unpack, you know, all of the equipment, the baseball bags, get all the players' lockers ready in the visiting clubhouse. There's a lot of meetings that generally happen, a lot of, like, scouting in advance meetings that happen on the first day. So, yeah, it really is. It's like a very well-oiled machine.
You know, certainly by the midpoint of the season, as you said, players and everybody associated with this operation is used to how it works, but it... Is it like the school field trip? Does somebody come on with a clipboard and, like, take attendance? Make sure everybody's there?
No, I don't. That's actually a question for Dan. As far as I know, we've never left anybody behind. I think, you know, we all kind of know, like, what we have to do and where we need to be. So, yeah, I think we've all made it.
Talking with Sophia Minert, Brewers open a 4-game set with the Mets. Boy, really nice to get away with that win yesterday in the 10th inning, and the Brewers have been super successful in extra innings this season.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is just like a credit to the bullpen. They are 5-1 in extra inning games now. It's kind of crazy for Cleveland. That was their 11th extra inning game. So they've played a lot of those. But the Brewers, I mean, they've done a great job, and I think it's just because of how Craig manages the bullpen to get them there. I think it's obviously a credit to guys like Devin Williams, because he's usually putting up a hold there in the ninth. Sometimes he's pitching in extras as well. Yesterday it was Elvis Peguero, who's just had a fantastic season. He got his first career save. He got his first career win earlier this year as well, so... Elvis, he had a great inning, and he had to do it against, like, the top of the Cleveland order. So, you know, I think the putting the runner at second base to start the extra inning, it's helped those extra inning games a lot, but it also puts a lot of pressure on your reliever right away. So yesterday was Elvis, and he did a great job.
Well, I hope it's a great end to the roadie. Sophia, thanks so much. I know it's a long one, so we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.